Honest Illusions by Nora Roberts. Copyright 1992 by Nora Roberts and performance copyright 1992 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. To Bruce, Dan, and Jason, the magic in my life. Part 1. Oh, brave new world that has such people in't. William Shakespeare. Prologue. The lady vanishes. It was an old illusion given a modern twist and never failed to leave the audience gasping. The glittery crowd at Radio City was as eager to be duped as a group of slack-jawed rubes at a dog-and-pony show. Even as Roxanne stepped onto the glass pedestal, she could feel their anticipation, the silvery edge of it that was a merging of hope and doubt glued together with wonder. The inching forward in the seat ranged from president to peon. Magic made equals of them all. Max had said that, she recalled, many, many times. Amid the swirl of mist and the flash of light, the pedestal slowly ascended, circling majestically to the tune of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. The gentle 360-degree revolution showed the crowd all sides of the ice-clear pedestal and the slender woman atop it, and distracted them from the trickery at hand. Presentation, she'd been taught, was often the slim difference between a charlatan and an artist. In keeping with the theme of the music, Roxanne wore a sparkling gown of midnight blue that clung to her long, willowy form, clung so closely that no one studying her would believe there was anything under the spangled silk but her own flesh. Her hair, a waterfall of flame curling to her waist, twinkled with thousands of tiny iridescent stars. Fire and ice. More than one man had wondered how one woman could be both at the same time. As in sleep or a trance, her eyes were closed, or seemed to be, and her elegant face was lifted toward the star-pricked...